Armageddon Part 6. In this segment, hopefully we're going to finish the subject of Armageddon. We read in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, before the interlude about Armageddon, we read about the sixth plague. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up, that the way might be prepared for the kings from the east. We've already identified the kings of the east as God's people having the victory, as at Mount Tabor, with Barak leading them. They were called kings from the east. Here in Revelation, Babylon is Satan's kingdom. The Euphrates, just as in ancient times, the Euphrates River was that which supported and gave life to the city of Babylon. In the last days, the false teachings, the lies of Satan has given support or credence to what the Bible calls spiritual Babylon. But somehow God is going to turn the tables. He's going to dry up the Euphrates to deliver his people and claim the victory and take his people home. Now we go to 2 Samuel chapter 5, and we find an interesting story there. King David had just been made king after 2 years, actually, since Saul had died. And the Bible says, starting with verse 17, when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. And when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines came up and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Wilt thou give them into my hand? The Lord said to David, go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hands. So David came to Baal Perazim and defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of waters. Therefore, he named the place Baal Perazim, which means master of breaches or master of breaks. But he said, the Lord fought my enemies like a breakthrough of waters. His enemies were referred to as the waters. There was no massive water in this area of Rephaim. So what was David referring to? I'm sure he was thinking back in Israel's history. God broke through the waters to deliver his people out of Egypt. The Red Sea parted and they walked over on dry land. When they came 40 years later to the land of Canaan, the Jordan was in flood stage and in their way. And God separated the waters and they walked through on dry land. There was a pattern of God delivering his people by making a breach in the waters. The master of breakthroughs. And so how did God's people get delivered from Babylon? Cyrus, the famous general who conquered Babylon, figured out how to do it. He lowered the water of the Euphrates. He dried up the Euphrates River, sent a small troop in. They came around, unlocked the main gates, let the main army in, and Babylon fell. And so we find in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, that God delivers his people and takes them home by drying up the Euphrates River, symbolically the support for Babylon, and takes his people home. Now, here's an interesting note. The word Euphrates, the root word, and Perazim that David used, the breach, Euphrates and Perazim have the same Hebrew root. It's all connected together. From Mount Tabor, we learn that God's people are the kings from the east. They're going home. God delivers them. The Battle of Armageddon is nothing to be afraid of. It's the time when God steps in and destroys the enemies of his people and takes his people home by drying up the support. The falsehoods, the lies, and everything that has supported Babylon are dried up, and God turns the tables so that his people are vindicated, and he does that through the plagues, and then he takes his people home. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.